We are talking right now with Josie Ayala of the Carroll Tigers, recently announcing here that she is going to head to Simpson over in Indianola to continue playing her softball career as well as her education. And Josie joining us here today. Josie, first of all, congratulations. How does this one feel?
Thank you. It feels awesome just getting that weight off my shoulders, knowing what my future holds, and just a big sigh of relief.
You mentioned that. I hear a lot of kids say that. I guess I never really asked this. When you say the weight comes off your shoulders, how much pressure do you feel with coaches contacting you all the time, trying to figure out where you're going to go, looking at all these schools? How much does it weigh down on a kid?
Well, honestly, just thinking about what I need to focus on in classes and what should my major be, what does the school like offer, and then to add on to the sports, looking at their programs and how everything flows well, and then just, you know, the homework adding on, and just knowing that you made that decision, and then you know what you want to further your education, and you know what you want to do with your life, like something to aim for, and it really just sets my goal to reach for it.
So for you, great softball player, great volleyball player. In fact, I'm looking forward to Saturday and the All-Star festivities with you and getting to watch you play again. Was there a choice for you? Were you going, okay, I can play either volleyball at the next level, or I can play softball, or did you know softball was the direction you wanted to go?
Before my senior year, I was like, definitely softball, like 100%. This is the only thing I want to look at. And then once I started my senior season of volleyball, I'm like, I realized that volleyball is a sport that I love. Like, I always look forward to playing it. So then I got a couple schools looking at me for volleyball, but I realized that I just sat myself down one night, and I'm like, I think I can excel at a higher level in softball and compete at that higher level than in volleyball.
Was it a decision you came to by yourself, or did you sit down with your sister, your mom, family members, and kind of discuss that with them?
No, yeah, just me and my family and myself, too, taking a moment and, like, stepping back and looking at all I've done and my mom, her opinions, and my sister's opinions, and just really I love getting other people's opinions just from a different perspective.
So let's take you through the recruiting process. Softball probably means that's what you wanted to do, is where you were getting the attention first. What's were some of the schools looking at you, whether it be softball or volleyball? Who were the first schools that maybe were reaching out to Josie Ayala and say, hey, come play for us?
First one was Simpson. After my freshman summer going to be a sophomore, they have stuck with me since my freshman year. Have been contacting me through volleyball, watching some of my games, and then I had DMAC for volleyball, and then I went to go talk to Simpson again for volleyball, and then I've gotten some emails from Grandview and then BV for softball, and just like more local schools.
As you started to break it down, who were your finalists to go to?
Simpson, DMAC, and BV.
Did you get a chance to kind of visit all of those schools, or was it just maybe through text and phone conversations with coaches?
Text and phone calls.
Is Simpson the only campus then you got a chance to visit, or have you not been there yet either?
No, I have been to Simpson. I went twice.
What was it about the Simpson campus and about your trip to Simpson that put them out in front, or was it simply because they were the first ones and had built such a great relationship with you?
Yeah, I think the relationship was very key, showing that they have such great interest in me. And then the campus is very small, or I would say average, and everyone is so welcoming there. I hear stories about if you're having struggles in a class, the teacher is right there to help you, more one-on-one. And I feel like that would really help me in my education. I really focus on education a lot, on school. And then just I get to like know a lot of people easily, and I met some of the softball players there during their team lifting and team studying, and it just really like felt like a family.
As you built that relationship, what were some of those early conversations? I mean, you're 14 years old as a freshman getting contacted from a college. What was that like, and what were some of those early conversations with the Simpson coaching staff like?
Well, right off the bat, I'm like, oh, gosh, like a college. As a freshman, I'm like, this can't be happening. Like, this isn't real. So after I get that, they're just saying how they congratulated me on my third team All-State. And I just, like, was in awe. I'm, like, I'm thinking as a freshman, like, oh, my gosh, like, a college reaching out to me. They just kept, like, saying that my future is bright and how they can't wait to see what I accomplish over the years. And just, like, receiving that as a freshman, I think it really helped my work ethic, like, thinking, okay, like, I can do this.
Was that part of what propelled you, do you think, for softball a little bit?
Definitely.
Let's talk about how the relationship has changed, because it's probably different now. You're still in awe probably of Simpson a little bit and the coaches, but I'm sure it's different having known those coaches now for 3 to 4 years. What are the conversations like with them today?
They've seen some of my volleyball stuff, and they just, like, keep asking, like, how, like, are you jumping so high? They ask, like, if I lift and all this stuff, like, just saying, like, sports, like volleyball, basketball, like we do team lifting, in-season lifting, and then if I have done anything in the off-season, like camps, and I just, like, say, like, yes, I love, like, doing, like, getting to do all this stuff, like, beforehand, I get in the flow, in-season, and just, like, going back to my work ethic, like, I love to get ahead.
What have they told you that they like about your game?
My competitiveness. A lot of people say I'm very competitive.
No, not whatsoever, right?
They also say that they like my athleticism, like my height is also a good one, my vertical, and just my agility.
Now, you've played different positions, some short, some third. You probably got the ability to play anywhere, infield and probably even outfield, maybe even throw if you need to. Where are they looking at you? Where did they want you to play? Where do you fit into their lineup?
Short, third base. I told him that I used to catch, and his eyes lit up. And I always think back to Sydney Hawkinson, how she played pitcher, shortstop, and then when she got to college, she got some outfield. So really just saying, like, I always think to myself, use me wherever you want me. I'm glad to be there. I'm, like, grateful to be there. I'm going to take the opportunity and just utilize me.
I have a feeling they've talked to you about your hitting. You hit the ball well. What did they tell you? How did they feel like your swing and your hitting game, your offense transitions to their style?
They definitely say I have a big bat. And like any other thing that I can do, I can always get better at that. They say that my swing is very good, but they just want to critique it just a little bit because I know I have more power with that swing that I can unlock. And I'm just really excited to see what they can do with it.
Is that the biggest area you feel you need to improve in softball before heading there is with your swing?
Yes, definitely, knowing that the speed is going to be quicker with the pitches. And I'm really confident in my defense side for infield. So I say that if I further my ability to hit the ball quicker with a faster pitcher and with more power, that it could lead to great things.
So when you made the decision to go to Simpson, what was the phone call like with their coaches, or did you just shoot them a text and say, hey, I'm coming?
I was thinking about it that whole week, and I sat myself down, like, every night. I'm like, okay, I need to focus in on this. I need to think, like, what I want my future to look like. So I got to the day before, and I'm, like, thinking, I'm, like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. This is what I want my future to look like. This is a sport I love. This is a sport I want to go further in. And then the next morning I woke up, and I think it was around 11, and I told my mom, I was, like, I want to commit. This is what I want to do.
And what was her reaction like?
She jumped out of bed. She's like, is today the day you're going to do it? She's like, oh, I'm so excited.
So when did you officially make up your mind compared to when you announced it so that everybody else knew? Was it recently here?
Yeah, it was. I want to say a week ago was when I told the coach, and he put it out on his softball Twitter saying that he got a verbal commit from the Raccoon River Conference, and just my family knew about it and a really close friend. And then when I posted my verbal commission from the pictures that I took, then everyone knew from social media.
So did you have to reach out to the other schools and kind of let them know that, that you weren't heading there? And how difficult was that if you did?
Yes, it was hard to realize that volleyball is over. Like, that was my last game. And then just telling the coaches, like, I was grateful that they reached out to me and it meant everything to me and how it was a very tough decision.
You mentioned early on in the interview that the education part of this was going to be very important for you and you were looking at the schools. What does Josie Aiello want to go to college for and study? What are you hoping to do later in life?
I'm going to major in elementary education. I love kids, and people say I have a goofy attitude, and I love helping little kids, knowing that when I was young, I loved teachers that made me want to go to school every day, and I feel like I can have a great impact in that.
Is there a grade level you want to teach at the elementary?
Yeah, first or third grade.
What is it about them at that age that intrigues you?
At that age, I feel like they don't hate or don't dislike school so much, so you still have, like, that purpose to make them want to go to school every day and make them excited to learn, and they, like, are developing the way that they do stuff and just helping them break everything down so they understand, so that when they move on to that higher level, they completely understand it.
Well, just remember, after you get that degree, you got two old guys in Honold and I that might need to be educated a little better later in life, so you might need to help us out as well.
Oh, yes, always.
Josie, you got basketball season coming up, then track, and then that softball season. What's the plans for you as far as softball? What are you hoping for with that season coming up? We don't want to move, and I know volleyball or basketball and track going to be important as well, but means you're going on to play softball. What's the goals for the Carroll Tanker softball program and for you coming up this summer?
Definitely, we are in the toughest conference that I know. So aiming up there to be top five, top three, like I said, it is a competitive conference. And I know we lost Chloe last year, which is going to affect us really hard, but we're ready to come back. We're ready to fill in that spot. We're ready to be better than ever this year. And like always, to end up in state is everyone's goal. I feel like just ending with a bang, or going out with a bang, and whatever the season ends, I'm glad that I got to spend my senior year with the coach that has coached me, the teammates that I have had throughout the whole year. Like, I cannot say thank you enough to everyone that has supported me and has been along with me on my journey.
Well, Josie, congratulations on getting this decision. I'm glad that weight's been lifted off your shoulders. Go have fun with basketball season and help that program continue to move forward as well. Appreciate all of your time. Best of luck over at Simpson coming up in the future.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Josie Aiello again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she's headed to Simpson to continue her softball and also her educational career.